Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
When the world fears Christians. Here's an interesting interaction between King Saul and David. And Saul jealously eyed David from that day forward. And Saul cast the javelin, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall. And David evaded him twice. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 9, 11, and 12 out of the Amplified Bible. This exchange in this well-known story got me wondering. I was thinking how Saul had the position of authority over David, and he had a javelin in his hand, but the Bible still says that Saul was afraid of David. Why would that be? I think even the most atheistic of people intuitively know there is something otherworldly about those in whom the Spirit of God abides, which makes worldly people lash out at them in fear. But those who fear God, as David did, don't fear mortals. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. This reverent fearlessness is what galls those who fear the unknown, so they try to silence confident God followers. In these attacks, Jesus tells us not to respond naturally, but supernaturally. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28. Peter picked up those words from Jesus and instructed Christians, be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will give honor to God when he judges the world. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 12 and 21. Although Saul feared the presence of God in David, he also had to acknowledge the success that came to David because of God's abiding presence in him, and also, by extension, the success that came to Saul's kingdom. On the one hand, Saul wanted David dead. On the other hand, he wanted David close by. So Saul removed David from him and made him his commander over 1,000. And David went out and came in before the people. David acted wisely in all his ways and succeeded, and the Lord was with him. When Saul saw how capable and successful David was, he stood in awe of him. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 13 through 15. When Christians are supernaturally empowered by God, they never have to respond in natural fight or flight from those who lash out at them. Let your faithfulness to God be your testimony that points others to him.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.